Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Personnel is policy. That's a long-standing quote from a good friend of mine who worked in the Reagan administration, and he's so true that personnel is policy. You can have all the rhetoric you want to, pro or con, but it's who you put around yourself. Who are your trusted leaders? Who you socialize with? Who are going to be the people running the government that actually creates the policy? Rhetoric doesn't mean a whole lot if you put in place individuals who are diametrically opposed to that rhetoric. We're going to be talking about some of these appointment picks of President-elect Donald J. Trump. Some of them, I think, are exceptionally good, directing this country in a new direction. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, we have an election. The liberal left does not want to acknowledge that the election has occurred. They want to abolish the Constitution, if you will, and go away from the representative form of government that the Constitution established with the Electoral College. These so-called recounts are not going to amount to anything. The fact of the matter is, what we are seeing as we're observing this nomination process or this selection process of people who will be part of the cabinet or other significant positions is a positive sign map. In fact, we have a couple of positive signs. Betsy DeVos. Betsy DeVos is part of the Amway family. Dick DeVos is one of the co-founders of Amway, and Richard DeVos, his son, to whom she is married, is the heir apparent of the Amway multi-billion dollar empire worldwide. She is a conservative. She's a Christian. She is in favor of school choice, and she is driving some of the pro-educational bureaucrats nuts, Matt.
Yeah, as Secretary of Education, she will do a tremendous job on helping to put control over education back in the hands of municipalities and states instead of this massive one-size-fits-all federal bureaucracy trying to teach across the board, which has been just a horrible failure. She will help to decentralize education and open up, ostensibly with her support of school choice, a system where the free market is at play and where varying schools are competing for students through school choice with programs like vouchers or tax dollars follow the child, and they can take, you know, you think of these inner city schools like Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, they can take their funds and go to a better school and pay for those schools, even private schools, whereas they would not have such an opportunity. So, you know, the left loves to talk about pro-choice, but they're certainly not pro-choice when it comes to education. Betsy DeVos is.
You know, it's so encouraging. President-elect Trump said that she is a brilliant and passionate education advocate. Under her leadership, we will reform the U.S. education system and break the bureaucracy that is holding our children back so that we can deliver world-class education and school choice to all families. That is a breath of fresh air.
You know, and some people have said, well, is she an advocate of or supporter of Common Core?
No.
Because she actually sits on or has sat on the Jeb Bush Foundation for Excellence in Education. The fact of the matter is, though, she has personally tweeted she opposes Common Core. She's not an advocate of Common Core. She is opposed to Common Core. She is an advocate for school choice. She's an advocate for improving the quality of education, and she wants to give school choice as, I think, her primary focus. She is also part of a PAC that has helped candidates, and it's been very, very successful. In fact, just in this most recent election, I don't remember the exact numbers, Matt, but about 100 and some out of 120, I think, different people that she supported or that PAC supported, ultimately won, and these are school choice advocates. So she has been very involved in getting people elected that are proponents of school choice.
Absolutely. And beyond that, she's involved on the cultural issues in a very important and substantial way. Coming from the Amway family of wealth, she is a philanthropist. She and her family, she has personally donated funds to the Family Research Council to focus on the family, to other pro-life, pro-family, pro-marriage organizations like Liberty Council. And, you know, a great measure of, for me, Matt, at least, of the quality of some of these amazing appointments that President-elect Trump is making is the left's reaction. So all I have to do is immediately when he makes a new appointment, go over to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website,
yeah,
or GLSEN,
yeah,
or GLAD, or HRC.
Find out. Yeah.
And when their heads are exploding and they're pulling their hair out and freaking out and calling them all of these, you know, using hyperbole and ad hominem attacks on these individuals, they're anti-gay, they're haters, they're anti-choice, they're, yeah, yeah. You just reverse that, and that means that they're constitutionalists, that they're solid, and that they're going to govern well.
Yeah, she heads up the Dick and Betsy DeVos Family Foundation. Dick is her husband. Rich DeVos is actually the co-founder of Amway, but Dick is her husband, and they have been involved in this multi-billion-dollar worldwide enterprise called Amway. And they have a family foundation, and she says our faith motivates our giving. It's integral to who we are and what we do.
And it focuses on creating educational and leadership opportunities for children. I mean, that's our future. That's our legacy. So it's awesome that he's putting someone like that in that position.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at the difference between Barack Obama's cabinet appointments and or Hillary Clinton's would-be cabinet appointments if she were elected as president versus some of these cabinet appointments that President-elect Donald Trump is making. And in fact, interestingly, there was an article that came out that Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of Liberty University, was actually offered the position of Secretary of Education by Donald Trump.
Really?
But he turned it down because he could only give a 2-year commitment. He didn't want to be away from Liberty University more than 2 years. And Donald Trump wanted a 4 to 6 year commitment to be in that selected position. He could not give a 4 to 6 year commitment to be away from Liberty that long. And he didn't want to move to Washington, D.C. with his 14-year-old daughter in the middle of high school. So he was actually offered the position, he says. And then, of course, Betsy DeVos, he says, will be an excellent pick. And I think I agree. She will be an excellent choice for school choice. And that's why it makes the left so nuts, because they don't want competition among the monopoly of public education. People are forced to pay property taxes even though they don't have their children in school and even though they oppose what's going on in some of the public schools. She is an advocate, and she will be, as the Secretary of Education, of providing parentals choice and school choice for the best options. In addition to Betsy DeVos being nominated for the Secretary of Education, you now have Representative Tom Price, a Republican from Georgia, a member of the Congress, who is nominated for the HHS. I mean, how different can you get?
And he's a man of faith too, right?
He's a man of faith, right? And he also is an outspoken critic of Obamacare, and HHS is the entity that oversees Obamacare and makes all the rules and regulations.
The air is getting fresher by the moment.
Yeah. Well, and another hallmark of this man is that he is one, he's a physician, and he has already put out some great ideas and authored some potential legislation that will replace Obamacare. So as the Trump administration moves forward with its promise to repeal and replace Obamacare, Dr. Tom Price is the perfect individual. More so than even some other Republicans who are on board with repealing Obamacare, he has already got a plan, a free market plan in place that will be legitimate healthcare reform, not camel's nose in the tent for universal socialist healthcare.
And, you know, one of the other good things, and this is one of the problems with the George W. Bush, and I know there's a lot of people that like George W. Bush, and he did some good things, but I've, you know, in retrospect, I think history shows that he didn't bring around himself the right kind of people, because he brought people around him that were pro-abortion. Right. Now what we have here is Betsy DeVos, she's pro-life. You know, the people that are coming around him at this stage, now it may change, but they're solid in their worldview and they're pro-life. I think that makes a huge difference in all of their worldview and their outlook. So we need to continue to pray. Obviously, the selections are not done. But so far, what we begin to see are very positive signs. Personnel is policy. You can join our 24-hour prayer line service, and that's going on all the way up until the inauguration. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and there will be the call-in number. You can listen or participate in 24-hour prayer for this country and for this transition process. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.